not very nice and anatomically inaccurate prophecies of, O Lord, hear the server. For the prompt, opposites attract. What you need, written by They Call Me Durnham and read by Jack. Heaven's love has a cold, blunt touch. It's smooth around the edges, detached and serene, unyielding and steadfast, discriminate, and ultimately conditional. The angels know, of course, that the nature of love is unconditional, but that's for the humans to learn and give and receive. Angels don't have that kind of privilege. When you're running the world, your love has to be infinite, boundless, but finessed, refined, and almost frugal. All the compassion and none of the passion. Aziraphale fumbles and stumbles through 6,000 years, trying to spare his love, trying to put the good of many over the needs of one, even if that one is himself. Angels love who they are told to love, but Aziraphale is given a body, and the body has a heart, and the heart is a muscle with a function, that is, to keep his corporation alive, but also to love. The heart is a muscle, and muscles have memory, and it learns and remembers to love for the sake of loving, messy and spontaneous and utterly helpless. In hell, on the other hand, love isn't meant to thrive. If a demon finds themselves in a position to love, they squash it out of the beloved thing with spite and malice. Hell is hurt feelings and betrayed trust, damage and danger and cruelty and selfishness. Crowley can cause mischief and twist minds, has brought to temptation and damned behind salvation, but he cannot bring himself to hate. He, too, has been given a body with a functioning heart that pumps and squishes sometimes a little too fast, and ultimately it, too, learns to love, or rather in spite of himself. Can you blame them, placed on earth as they were, surrounded by so many people and things to deserve their love? Can you blame them when, after traveling into one another's orbit, meeting on the wall as they did, the first thing their brand new red-blooded hearts learned to do was love? They didn't know it then, the angel who thought he knew what love was, and the demon who had all but forgotten. But they learned. 6,000 years. The heart is a muscle, and muscles have memory. And so, in and out of each other's lives, they dance, like threading a needle, like clouds across the sky. It takes the ending of the world and the near loss of everything they hold dear for them to finally collide. The love spills out of Aziraphale, try as he might to savor it across the many days that follow Armageddon. It comes out messy and rough around the edges, overwhelming and relentless, threatening to wash Crowley away in the tide. Crowley takes it all and gives it back. Endless kisses on the back of the angel's hand. Closer degrees of intimacy that he's never dared before. His love sharpens and refines into something clear and pure and tangible, deliberate, the last intentional betrayal of his demonic nature, and all other things are thrown out of focus when he is with his angel. Their collision is like a supernova, Crowley's heated passion burning away the last of heaven's cold touch. Aziraphale's devoted light soothing the scald left behind by hell. For a brief moment, they seem to occupy the same space in the universe, and then they flicker out again in one another's bodies, just like the day of their trial, filling whatever void there is in whatever souls they have. Aziraphale looks at himself, wearing Crowley's lean figure and long fingers, and laughs himself through loving Crowley, loving them both, finding that he has more than enough of it to spare. And in the moments that follow after, they both feel like they've become something they weren't supposed to be. Human. Human in sweat-soaked skin and damp hair, in heaving ribcages and lungfuls of breath. For a second, they know it, and then they are both again, divine and damned, but this time it's less easy to tell which one is which. It doesn't matter anymore. They were wrong, Aziraphale thinks, as Crowley begins his slow ritual of leaving endless kisses on the back of the angel's hand. The antithesis to me was never the sickness, it's the cure. The end.